love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Wow, we have a beep still from... Anyway, hi, greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife, and still trying to get access to his kids, who he loves, but he can vaguely remember, especially since I saw the pictures that are not recent, but more recent. It's kind of like, who are these people? Another card went out today. This time, it went to Render Canes. And the one for tomorrow is done. I'm going to stop this since I'm recording anyway, because this beep is... Anyway. Card to Render Canes went out today, and the card to Chris Bitterman is basically the same, obviously a different address, but that'll go out tomorrow. So those are done. And, you know, just a reminder that the images of the cards are online. You know, you go to the link that's on the postcard and you'll see them all. Something I found interesting. I saw a video that Russia did. They took some film from World War II that was black and white, used what they did describe. I think they described it as neural network technology, which is it's just a software model of a brain, can be guessed at, because obviously I think, you know, it's a model of a brain, not a model of the soul. But that's another issue. But anyway, it's marvelous in they can take old, really old pictures, and they add color to them, and I mean it looks remarkably good. So here is pictures of things happening post World War II, because they're celebrating every year. They celebrate the end of World War II, and they make a big deal of it, because I think, you know, part of it is this competition, because they lost a whole lot more lives than anybody else, and they were the first ones in Berlin, so they take a greater amount of credit for winning World War II. You know, because the Allies talk about Normandy and all those kind of things, and the Battle of the Bulge and all those big events, when the Soviet Union, you know, who initially started by attacking with Germany, Poland, so they started by starting World War II, also started by ending World War II, but they focus on the ending part. Anyway, that's another whole issue, but. The video is marvelous, and I'll put in the email one screen grab, one frame that was brought to mind something, because what you see is a bunch of men getting off about to get off of a train after return. Yeah, I mean, basically cattle cars, and they're getting off the train and returning home from war. So they've been away for a long time. And you'll see one guy squeezing out in order to be embraced by a lady, I assume his wife, because he gives a serious kiss. You know, after being separated for so long, that's the moment of being reunited. And the difference is, unlike, you know, movies and whatnot, that was real. And I thought about that when I saw that. After all these years, being reunited with my wife, so I can recognize that joy. I wonder if my wife wants that. Let me be unambiguous. I do. I want my wife back. Another little subtlety. It looks like we're on for Friday, for Big Frog. Everything seems to be in place. Today, it rained like crazy. And it's supposed to rain again on Sunday and the following Monday. But you look at the 10-day forecast. So you have rain, then you have the clear skies, and then you have rain again. But also the temperatures are higher, they drop down, and so does the humidity level, and then they go back up. And there is a sweet spot, which is Friday, which is marvelous. But you look at that curve, and it looks like a smile. So I looked at that, and I saw God's smile in that, because he's just given us that wonderful gift of what looks like it's going to be delightful weather for our hike. So I'm encouraged by that. So these are the good things. But fundamentally, postcard went out. And it's, oh, well, okay. I guess the other thing is, you know, it's Tuesday. I responded to Jim Cross on Sunday, and he hasn't responded again, not even acknowledged my response. So I assume one of two things. One, he read it and he said, no, I can't. Or two, you know, he's got me blocked and he hasn't even seen it. So I'll wait a little bit longer, and then I'll put the email on the family site. So at least it's there in case somebody wants to get it to him. You know, I was concerned that it would be, as I termed it, a hit and run. The evidence is growing. The idea of Matthew 5:24, you know, which has an emphasis where the priorities should be, we don't share the same scripture, do we? That seems clear. Or we can't read, one of us can't read, can't comprehend the words in the page. I find that most unfortunate. But I'm not giving up. My lady, consider the image in the email today. Let's do it ourselves, you and me. I love you.